guys, welcome to episode 133 of A Wrestling Gal Podcast, providing you with a female perspective on all things wrestling. Join me, your host and wrestling enthusiast, Ella J. As today, I am once again joined by your favorite icon, Ava Everett. Now let's chat. Hello, everybody. Today, I am once again joined by your favorite icon, Ava Everett. So how are you doing today, Ava?
I am great. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Of course. I am excited to be chatting with you again. It's been almost a year since the last time we talked, and a lot has changed with you. But before we get into that, how have you managed to stay positive or perhaps sane throughout this last year of craziness in the world?
Yeah. So actually, I was just talking about this with someone, and I feel like it has been a blessing in disguise for a lot of people. I know for me, I was starting to get really, really like spread super thin right before COVID had happened. So kind of when the pandemic happened and everything shut down, it gave me the opportunity to kind of take a step back and almost reinvent myself. And it's taken me, you know, almost the entire pandemic to really figure out what I wanted out of wrestling, what I wanted out of my real life, and what I needed to do to become my own individual. And I think that it was, as much as it's been really crazy for a lot of people, it was really good mentally for me, to kind of take a step back and take some time for myself, which is not something that I like to do. I like to be busy all the time and I like to be go, 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 but it's been really great, just to kind of sit back and also reinvent myself as a performer, which I know that some people did and some people didn't, and some people just like pushed through, but, it was a good break for me, as much as I wish I could have been training more and being in the ring. But when everything shut down, it kind of stopped, halted everything. But I'm starting to get back on track and I'm starting to be who I want to be as a performer. And I really, I couldn't be more grateful for the time that I've had to kind of figure all of that out.
Yeah. Like you said, you definitely have reinvented yourself from the last time we spoke, which was last April. So 11 months ago, you have made a lot of changes. We have seen this exciting shift with your wrestling character, now called your favorite icon. So what actually prompted or inspired this character change, besides, you know, time and then a lot of your creative juices flowing, what prompted this change?
Well, I think that with, you know, the way of the world and Anthony got signed, and it was almost like I had to be an individual, but I wanted to be an individual and I had wanted it for so long. But it was almost like when you're not your pigeonholed into a group, but when you're in a unit, you do need to be mindful of the people that are surrounding you. And then once Anthony was kind of like on an upward trajectory, I was in another tag team with Davian and Skylar, and I was always kind of in a group. And when I think when Anthony got signed and I saw all the great things that he was doing on his own, it almost encouraged me to want to do my own thing and be my own unique person. So I just started to like pick influence out of things in pop culture and anime and all of the things that I'm interested in, I watch, and I started to take different aspects of it in my own personality. And I kind of just like mixed them all together in a giant like bowl. And I just started to figure out what it means to be myself. Because I think a lot of Ava Everett, your favorite icon, is really just part of my personality amplified to 10. And I just needed to find a very cool, creative, artistic way of representing that. So it's just a little bit of everything that I really, really care for and enjoy in the world.
Now, can you kind of define this new character for us in a few words, the new Ava Everett, your favorite icon? Who is she exactly in a few words?
Yeah, she's unique and she's different. she loves the spotlight mm-hmm. and she loves all eyes on her, but it's more than just fighting. It's more than just wrestling. Everything about Ava Everett is an art form.
Definitely too. Like you said, you drew some inspirations from pop culture and anime and stuff like that. But for you, Ava Everett, the person, who are some of your personal favorite pop culture or music icons? I'm really curious.
Yeah. So this, the character in itself is very heavily derived from like Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. And I think her evolution through time.
I can see that.
And Poppy and Grimes, because I feel like they're so their own person. Mm-hmm. They're such individuals and they don't seem to care much of people's interpretations of them. And I wanted to feel comfortable in my own skin and I wanted to feel comfortable with my performance. And I knew that the only way that I could do that was if I portrayed myself and not obviously it's a character, but not portraying someone, like not playing a part. I just wanted to be me. And I think that I am very unique. I'm very out there. I'm a little weird. And I just felt like I wanted to highlight those aspects of myself because they're my favorite aspects of myself that I feel like I am okay with people laughing at me or laughing with me. I just genuinely want people to have fun when they're around me. Or laugh at my expense or you name it. It was just something that was so natural to me. I just wanted to highlight it.
And especially to taking some pop culture influence from Britney Spears, that doesn't surprise me. As we've talked about last time, you're huge into like that 90s era. So like late 90s, like Britney Spears owned it. So I can absolutely see that inspiration.
Hashtag free Britney.
Right. Oh my God. Have you seen it? And what are your thoughts speaking about
I have
that,
not
though?
Seen the documentary okay. yet. So I've been watching different shows. So okay. I'm on one show, mm-hmm. I watch it in its like entirety. So mm-hmm. I'm watching Inuyasha right now and that's Ooh. A full 7 seasons. Mm-hmm. So once I'm in something, I do not want to mm-hmm. watch something else. I like to give my full undivided attention to whatever I am watching. But at that same token, on top of my own shows that I'm watching, Anthony and I always watch something together as well. And we're big horror fans. So we're currently watching Two Sentence Horror Stories on Netflix. Mm-hmm. So we're doing that. And then because we only have a few episodes left of that. Once that was over, I was going to kind of try and like start sneaking a little bit of different shows in there. But I am such a creature of habit. It's very hard for me to keep my attention on one thing, like to take my attention away from one thing at a time. So I haven't seen it yet. I'm very interested.
I haven't seen it yet either, but I have seen a lot of the influence and impact on Twitter. I think even if you haven't seen it, everybody pretty much knows the basis of it. And there's a lot of like conspiracy and stuff surrounding it. So I'm one of those people though. I'm doing so much doing on one thing. I feel like I can't, I want to focus my full undivided attention to it, you know, so it'll come around.
I completely
around. So,
yeah. get that.
Yeah. It's a lot to, especially you're doing a lot right now too. So I like that though, that you hone in on one thing and you don't like, I kind of multitask sometimes, but you like to hone in on one thing and keep that stagnant. So I like that though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, when it comes to your new persona and look, a lot that is encapsulated in your new look is a lot of fun makeup and colors. So do you think you got your character's makeup down to a science yet? Or are you still kind of playing around to see what works for you?
So I feel like with the influence from like current pop, I'm also mm-hmm. kind of like influencing my character on current pop culture and a little bit of Gen Z as well,
okay.
because I feel like Gen Z is derived from the 90s and 2000s as well. Mm-hmm. You see a lot of the fashion and you see a lot of those makeup trends and they're all very heavily influenced by like 90s and 2000s pop mm-hmm. culture. So for me, like the fun colors, the bright, like everything's so bright and fun. I feel like I took a lot of like current, you know, it's funny, like when you're at night and you're going to bed and you start scrolling through your Instagram yes. feed, like the people you may know, mm-hmm. and it's just like TikTok videos, and mine's all TikTok videos and anime and makeup mm-hmm. tutorials. So I kind of took everything that I was seeing on my Instagram feed and like filtering what I liked and what I didn't like. And then it slowly started to like evolve it into like what I thought Ava Everett was as almost like an influencer in a way. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing a very, butterfly-esque eye makeup look.
Yeah.
And I really genuinely enjoy it. And I feel like it's something that I'm going to continue to do, because I feel like you can make it unique and you can make it different, and it's still, you still know what it is. But I like to play it up if, you know, I'm wearing a different gear or I'm in a different story. I try to be creative with it, and I try to have it tell a story of where I'm at.
I like that too, especially to coming up with such a new character. You kind of have to have like inspiration you can draw from, unless you make it your own, which you have done. Like you said, it is just like a version of yourself cranked up to 10 or 11. But do you have any like go-to makeup products for wrestling that you use, like in this butterfly look that you're describing?
So usually what I do, I used to do a lot of makeup. But with like wearing masks and like, mm-hmm. The temperature change,
yeah.
I feel like I've had a really hard time finding foundations that my skin reacts well to. I used to wear a lot of Tarte, and then I was wearing Too Faced mm-hmm. for a little while, their peach foundation. And that one was okay, but it felt a little bit too thick, just because there's always something on my skin all the time.
I've heard mixed reviews about that one. Yeah.
I liked the smell, and mm-hmm. I really did enjoy it. When I was in a different climate, mm-hmm. it's almost a little, oily for my skin. So when I moved to like the humidity, it started being a little bit too much. So I only use it on like a very special occasions. I'm actually using an organic foundation right now. It's a little bit too dark. I haven't been tanning, which is shameful because I live in Florida. But what I've been doing that I really, really enjoy is I have a concealer, and instead of getting the shade lighter, I actually got it to match my skin tone. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, I just conceal my eyes and my under eye circles. And then I'll just, cover any redness that I have. And then I just use a mineral foundation over it. So I try to keep it, the foundation, as natural and as light as possible, just because my skin is still acclimating to like the climate and wearing masks all the time and being hot and sweaty and working out. So, just natural organic foundations, and mineral foundations I found have worked the best for me. And then I like ColourPop products for their eyeshadow palettes. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think they're super pigmented, and I'm cheap. So I think that their prices are absolutely are so fair for what you're getting. And I always get a couple different, ColourPop palettes, and I use those. I have blue eyes, so pinks are great for me, greens, blues. And then sometimes I'll do a more natural look, but, just really fun colors, and primarily like anything like organic based, or the ColourPop shadows are my favorite right now.
Do you know what? I do the same thing with my makeup, especially with wearing a mask in this new era. I can't do a full face of foundation anymore. So I primarily just do what you said, like concealer under your eyes and then putting a powder over everything and then sometimes concealing redness. I do the same thing.
Yes.
Like going to work and everything, because it's not like, on a few occasions, maybe you go out like to a restaurant and you're eating or something and then you can see your full face. But then again, yeah, I don't know the situation there in Massachusetts. So, but Yeah, I do the same thing. I haven't worn like a full face of maybe only 3 times in the last year.
Yeah.
But you kind of have to sometimes for wrestling though, obviously. But in your daily life, I do the same exact thing that you described.
You know, and it's really the only time I'm wearing makeup for the most part is at wrestling.
Yeah.
I don't usually tend to go out too much.
Mm-hmm. Same.
I mean, other than like the pandemic, obviously I'm a homebody for the most part. And I, like I said, I'm a creature of habit. So I really like to do the things that I like to do, which a lot of times it's just like watching my shows or, I like to do like arts and crafts and stuff like that. So I tend to try and spend as much time as I can at home. And then with Anthony traveling and doing what he's doing, if we're going to spend time together, I like to be at the house and I like to just order Uber Eats and eat in. And he's always so nice. He doesn't complain if I don't wear makeup or anything like that. He's a good one. So, for the most part, I usually don't have to wear makeup ever, which is awesome.
Ava, literally same. I will Postmates or Grubhub stuff. I don't wear makeup unless I
love
have
it.
To, like at work.
I just love
that. Now, speaking of Uber Eats though, like we have to talk about this. What is your like go-to restaurant or meal when you order?
So we are big chicken wing fans.
Okay.
We get chicken wings a lot. There is this spot in Florida called Hurricane Grill and we like bone in wings. So their bone in wings are fantastic. And we get that a lot. If I'm by myself, my go-to is Vietnamese food, is just like my absolute favorite ever on the planet. So if I'm by myself, I'll get some Vietnamese, but usually it's chicken wings, like all the time. That's our cheat meal. We're pretty lame when it comes to mixing it up because we know that it's a cheat meal and we want to enjoy it and we know we enjoy chicken wings. So
stick to what you know and like. Nothing wrong with that. And then every once in a while, shake things up, you know? Nothing wrong
Absolutely.
With that. I order the same thing. Sometimes I get bored of it, but for the most part, I'm like, I'm sticking with what I like.
Absolutely.
Now you were talking about though, obviously we're talking makeup as we love to do. Although I kind of don't miss makeup with all of this pandemic. It's made me realize
I don't miss it either.
I kind of like a fresh face. Although sometimes, you know, I'm like, I feel like I want to take photos or something. Every once in a while I get that urge. But do you have any makeup hacks or tips for television that you've learned through your time wrestling? I've talked to a couple other people. They've learned like certain tips or hacks to like makeup television makeup.
You know, that's the craziest thing for me. I haven't spent too much time, ever being on a televised show, but I have noticed that sometimes, like if it's filmed and I'm watching it after the fact, I know that for a lot of people, there are a lot of products that they wear a foundation that's not actually meant to be like filmed.
Yeah.
So I always highly suggest like, before I'll buy a foundation, even if it's something I really like or I've heard really great reviews of, I always make sure, at least for like people that want to are recording themselves or filming themselves or taking pictures, try to look up if the foundation is good when it comes to being filmed, because some foundations are not meant to be, like you're not meant to take pictures in them, or not that you're not meant to, but sometimes it's just they're not going to look great on film. So I always like to look that up before I buy something. Also something that I'm huge, huge into that I really enjoy that a lot of people do not super like. But if you are a girl like me that is incapable or very much dislikes to put glue on eyelashes, I am a huge, huge fan of the magnetic eyelashes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've found for me, like being a performance artist in wrestling, it's very active. And a lot of times, like, you know, you'll have an eyelash fly off or something. But ever since I've started wearing magnetic lashes, I've never had an eyelash fall off. The corners don't, start to peel or lift. They're fantastic. I love them. I don't have an issue with them whatsoever. So I always highly suggest if you haven't tried them and you want to try them, but they work great for me because I don't have any lifting and they don't fall off.
Now, do you have the magnetic lashes that come in like multiple pieces? Like I've seen some that it's like straight, like very short strands, like, but there's many pieces, or is yours just all one thing?
Yeah, I just buy them right on Amazon in like packs of, you know, what, however many they come in. I think the most recently, like the pack I bought, it was like a pack of like 20 or something like that. And they're full eyelashes.
Okay.
What's really fun is if you go on Amazon, you can actually find them colored. So one of my favorites that I was wore was a pair of blue ones. Those were really, really fun. I did them with a green and blue eyeshadow look. And I really feel like it just like enhanced the makeup in itself. And they're big, huge, fluttery lashes, which I absolutely love. But you can buy them. I've never done the ones that are segmented, but you can buy the full ones. And I feel like they are fantastic.
Yeah. See, I've heard like mixed reviews. I feel like it's one of those things that is hard to get used to with makeup, as I've never done false lashes because I feel like I would suck at them. So I feel like it's one of those things you have to get used to and practice.
Oh, I'm terrible with glue on lashes.
Oh my God.
I did them for the first, I had a pair left over and the only thing I dislike about the magnetic lashes is that sometimes when you put the, like you have to do almost like a winged look with them because the, unless you're doing like one that's clear, which I've never tried, the it's like a eyeliner almost that you're putting on, and that's what the magnets stick to. So you almost have to do a winged look or like a full, like a lined look every single time you wear them, which is fine for me because I'm wearing them theatrically anyways. And I do a big, like, butterfly liner, so it's fine. But I know that like that's the only downside for me is I always, like, if I'm going to wear them, I do have to do like a wing, which I know that for a lot of people that's really, really scary. But I was actually trying to go for more natural looks, and I had a pair of leftover eyelashes and like some clear lash glue. So I put those on a couple days ago, and I actually successfully got them on for the first time, and I was so proud of myself. But that's the only downside of the magnetic lashes. If you like a more natural look, they may not be for you, or I'd look into the ones that are like clear based, because it is like an eyeliner that you're putting on.
See, I wouldn't have known that. Thank you. Thank you for the tips.
Well, you're
makeup,
welcome.
Makeup
you're
tips welcome. By Ava Everett.
I'm a huge, huge fan of them. Like, I am the first person to be like, yes, you need to try them. Okay. It's so worth it. But it is quite a dramatic look you sometimes have to do to wear them.
Amazon is probably so sick of seeing my address pop up. It's like an addiction. So, but I'm going to have to check them out. Okay. You got me wanting to shop more.
I feel that.
Now, with this introduction of your favorite icon, does this kind of close the chapter of the Ava Taker, or is that something you are open to revisiting perhaps sometime?
You know, it's funny. I feel like I wanted to reinvent myself and I wanted to be my own person. And the Ava Taker was something that I felt was gifted to me by fans. Because fans connected with small things that I would do in the ring. And it kind of evolved into this character that I felt like I was doing to please everyone else.
Boxed into a corner. Yeah.
And it's weird because it's like, I don't think I was boxed into a corner, but in a way I was boxed into a corner because it was, you start getting brought into shows to be the Ava Taker and you start having like this a persona that people expect from you. And then you almost are too scared to like get away from it. Right. So when I felt so fortunate because I got so many opportunities as the Ava Taker, because that's what the fans wanted to see. And in a way, I just wasn't in love with it because it was never something I originally thought that I was going to do. I never thought it was something that people would connect with, which is kind of silly because I feel like along the lines of like me being influenced by pop culture and nostalgia, the Undertaker and the Deadman is also a pop culture and nostalgia thing that people can connect with. So it was just something that I am so fortunate that I was able to connect with fans and connect with people and have a run that I did it and people loved it. But at the same time, I think in order for me to be truly happy with who I was as a performer, I needed to be myself. And I was never in a position where I was myself. I was always something that the fans wanted to see, or what my tag partner was doing, or the person that I was, you know, in a unit with that was influencing who I was. And while it got me to some really great opportunities, and it got me really far in such a short time, I don't think I was truly happy. And I don't think that anyone as a performer ever wants to feel stuck. And that's why for me with COVID, it was something that I was like, okay, well, I have this time. There is no wrestling right now. So am I going to continue to try and push something that I'm not super invested in? Or am I going to invest in myself? That being said, I know people love the Ava Taker. I'm not entirely sure if they'll ever see her again, but I also feel like it is a part of me in a way. And you may see Ava Taker-esque things that I do. I'm just trying not to lean into it because it was not something that I loved and was super passionate about. I just want to be myself.
Yeah, I like that you're honest about that too. And, you know, you talk about being yourself now and kind of not feeling tied down by tag teams, but now you get to reinvent yourself and showcase yourself on that singles platform. And at the time of filming this, you are scheduled to face your former tag team partner, Davian, at Limitless Wrestling at Double Vision. So what are your thoughts heading into this matchup and this kind of newfound singles run that you're about to embark on?
You know, I feel like at the time, tag teaming with Davey really put me in a position to gain confidence, but I also think it gave her a lot of confidence as well. I just feel like there comes a time in people's relationships where you really need to look in the mirror and decide, is this something you can do forever? Or is this something that you need to, what do you need to do to be happy? And I feel as though everything that's happened between myself and Davian has led to this point, being friends, being enemies, whatever the situation may be. I think that this is going to give us both an opportunity, but especially an opportunity for myself to shine and show that I don't need to be in a group to be the best version of myself. And I don't need to be in a group to be successful. I have been the most successful in my life on my own. And I really want to take this opportunity to show people that I can be successful without someone else.
Yeah. I like that. You're seeing the value in yourself and now you finally get the chance to showcase that. So I'm super excited for this singles run. As much as I loved you and Davey, totally get wanting to stand out and stand apart and carve your own path, you know, your own singles path and stand out and be true to yourself. So I admire that. I totally get it.
Absolutely. And be confident, you know? Everybody likes a little confidence.
And you seem to be the most confident you have ever been. And you can see that exuding from yourself whenever you're out there. So you should be really, really proud of that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Cause that was something I've always struggled with for a very long time. And I've always been confident, but I also feel like it's been never in performing.
Yeah.
I performed my entire life and it wasn't wrestling, but I've always been a performer and I never had the confidence to push myself to the next level. I always was like, felt like I was the background dancer, like the background person. And with the pandemic and sitting down and really contemplating with myself, I was able to kind of put two and two together and realize what I needed to be happy and to have faith in myself. And that's what we're doing right now. And we're taking a swing at it and we're going to do the best that we can. And if it works, fantastic. And if it doesn't, that's okay too. At least I tried.
Exactly. Now, lastly, we are all about hashtag girl power here on A Wrestling Gal. So is there any female in your personal or professional life that inspires or empowers you the most?
Do you mean influence in character or do you mean in wrestling?
It could be personally, in real life. It doesn't necessarily have to even be wrestling. It could just be like a family member, a friend, or in your real life. Just you as Ava, the person. What females empower you the most as Ava, the person?
Yeah. You know, I feel like I've been super fortunate to have come up in a wrestling atmosphere where I gained so much. I guess I know it's weird to say confidence because we're just talking on the confidence aspect, but just support. And I think, I know it's just me as a person, but I feel like a lot of my life is, it's all wrestling all the time. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I've been in such a really fantastic, atmosphere of supportive women. I think when I first started, I had some really great people on my side. You know, Davey had been with me for a long time. Chris Statt was always incredibly kind to me. Chris Statlander, Alicia Edwards was always one, a woman in New England that always pushed, you know, the girls coming up. But also I can't forget about the girls that, you know, may feel like I'm kind of their Alicia or their Davey or their Krista, you know. There are some girls in New England, Becca or Paris Van Dale. Mm-hmm. They're also girls that gave me confidence in a totally different way. I feel like they needed someone to lead and protect them, like I was protected, and it gave me the opportunity to evolve myself and help them like I was helped. And that was something that gave me a lot of confidence that I didn't have as well. I would not be the same person without them. So just the good group of girls in New England and girls in wrestling in general, are awesome. And I'm sure that you see it on Twitter.
I do.
I feel like all of the females, whether it be Faye Jackson or Lainey Luck or Willow Nightingale, or Solo Darling, you know, all of these girls online are super supportive of one another. And I think it just kind of sets the tone for women's wrestling in general. And it's been very helpful for me and I love to see it.
It's really cool that you mentioned some of the newer crop of talent in the New England scene, like Becca, like Paris, like Little Me and Kathleen. There's a lot of, like, I think Scrunchy Squad is what a bunch of them go by, which is really cool that they're kind of creating their own stable. But it's really cool to see now that, like, you're a veteran now. So you're kind of not passing the torch, but you're being a role model for people, right?
Because I'm still so new. It's so funny that you say that because I feel like like to me, Davian or Alicia, they're veterans, right? So for me, when people are like, "Oh yeah, like you're the one that needs to be in charge," I'm like, "Wait, but I'm still so new. I don't think that I should be in charge."
Yeah, it's a new dynamic.
But it is so weird. Like once you start transitioning into that role where you need to be like a role model, it's so weird. I don't know what else. It's so weird.
Well, I think obviously if they look up to you, you're doing something right, Ava.
And I look up to them too, though. You know, honestly, they've given me so much confidence that I'm so grateful for.
Oh, I love that too. Shout out to the New England pro wrestling scene. You guys are doing like flipping fantastic. I love all the girls
trying
over there. I know. I think you're doing fantastic. And I know a lot of other people do. So shout out to them. A lot of good talent there. Now, before I let you go, can you please tell the listeners again where they can find you on all your social medias?
Absolutely. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at @AvaEverett_. I also have a Facebook fan page that you can find by simply typing in Ava Everett. And I also have a Patreon as well, which you can also find by searching Ava Everett. Very, very simple. There's links to all of my social media accounts. If you find one, you'll find them all. So,
and you can find a lot of her cool makeup looks on her Patreon too. I've seen some teasers on Twitter. So
thank you so much. I try so hard.
I know. Well, thank you so much for joining me again today, Ava. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me. And thank you for jumping through hoops to have me on here, because I know that we were talking like during Thanksgiving time, and then it like changed to now. And then I messaged you, was like, oh my God, I never responded to you. What is going on? So I'm just glad we were able to link up and I was able to talk to you, because it's always awesome.
Of course, like I said, it's been a year, so it's very fun to see the transition that we've seen over the last year since the last time I spoke with you. But thank you so much again, Ava. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me.